Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagheward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenya, off the Dawenya-Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Microphone because the lights were going on and off due to technical problems. The lights were going on and off. So the following day, he wanted power and he didn't know how to get a plant. I mean, we needed a plant, not a small generator. So he went to the filling station to buy fuel. Then he saw that there was a plant in somebody's car. I don't know what they were coming to do with it, I've forgotten. Then he told the person that, is this your plant, the pastor? You know, is it your plant? Say yes. He said, oh, I'm having a convention in my church, and the power is giving me problems. So, do you remember? Come and tell me, I think I've forgotten the whole this thing. Share the testimony.
Okay. So it was a filling station and it was also a washing bay. So apparently the man had come to park the car at the washing bay and left. So when the pastor went for the fuel and saw the pickup parked with the plant, so he approached the washing bay guys and asked them. And I hear the man had left. Just left the car there, left for the car to be washed. So they actually gave the pastor, the number. And the pastor called that number, but he didn't pick. So, he just forgot about it. But later on, the man called the pastor back. And the pastor told him that, I'm having a program, I need a plant, and if I could have your plant and use it just for 2 days. Then he said, okay. No, yeah, he said he bought it for his farm. And he has not even used it. He's now taking it to the farm to go and use it. So it's fresh. Then, interesting, the guy said, okay, the guy filled the whole plant full, and drove the plant in the pickup, brought it to the church, and gave it to them that they should use it after you come for it.
Free.
Free.
No problem. Free.
Free. Nothing is impossible. The pastor, he didn't know how he was going to get a plant. But when he saw it, he said that the man was not even, he called the man. The man didn't pick. Then when the man picked, he said, I need your plant. I'm having a church program. I need your plant. I don't know you from anywhere. The man said, okay. And you know what? He himself used his money. He hasn't used it before. He used his money and bought fuel in the plant. And then went to put it there, use it. So if you come and tell you don't have a place to meet. If you say, our bus says they charge too much. You have to use faith. What is your faith? That's your faith. It is still working. It is still working. If it was you, you will never ask. Because no faith will come. So beloved, let's walk by faith. And it will work. Put your hands together for Jesus and take your seats. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's a lady in the church, she wanted to get married. She told me about the marriage. Somebody came, it became some way. Whatever, she still had faith, she still had hope. She didn't give up. She didn't say, I won't talk to pastor again. She didn't say anything. She was happily around, happily always telling me that I believe in God for marriage. If you are believing God for marriage and you won't say it, it's up to you. You will sit there. Then it's happily saying it. Then a brother came around. Brother says, this is the only one I want.
Wow.
This is the only one I want.
This one.
By the time I realized, they are asking for date for the wedding.
Oh.
Hey! Date for engagement, date for this, date for that. I said, hey, you people. But I realized their parents were taking pictures together.
Hey.
And they are saying, hey, this one there is fast track. It's fast track. Just like that.
Just like that.
You know, so it's happening. It's possible. But you see, it's always like that. When Jesus went to have a convention, only one person believed. It's always like that. The thing is happening, but only few people are taking it. Only few people are taking it. And always you have turned yourself to clapping for testimonies. And you don't clap for yourself. It's happening, always. And never wait till it's too late. Say, these things, they don't happen in the church. They don't happen to you, but they happen to the church. Amen. Beautiful. Take your seats.
Amen.
Take your seats. I just felt like encouraging you.
What a church.
So Romans chapter 11. This week, next week, and next 2 weeks, powerful times, powerful period, because we preparing also for Good Friday and Super Sunday. That's Holy Sunday. Good Friday and Super Sunday. Amen. And all the things we've been talking about, deep things of God, I think is going to be manifested around this time. How deep you are is going to be manifested. So in Romans chapter 11, verse 33 to 35, it says that, New Living Translation will be better. Romans chapter 11, 33 to 35, I think New Living Translation will be better. It says, oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom. Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us. How impossible it is for us to understand its decisions and its ways. Its decisions and its ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
King James said that how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. Verse 34 said, who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give him advice? Hey, who can know the Lord's thoughts? And who knows enough to give him advice? Who knows enough to give him advice? Who knows how to give him advice? And who has given him so much that he needs to pay it back? Eh? You're giving God tithe so much that God has to pay you back. For everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen. So it means that God's wisdom is deep and his wisdom is unsearchable. Hallelujah. And Bible makes us to know that wisdom is the source of all riches. So if you go deep with God, deeper with God, and you get to know God's wisdom, the wisdom of God, then you see that it brings riches and it brings power. Because wisdom is the source of silver and gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wisdom is the source of what? All good things you want in life. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 8:11. Proverbs 8:11. When you're going deep with God, it means that deeper with God, you are getting wisdom, understanding. Romans 8:11 says, for wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. Hey, wisdom is saying that if you have me, you will discover knowledge and you will get discernment if you have me. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, me, wisdom, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Common sense and success belong to me. Hey, common sense. So wisdom itself is talking about common sense. Common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine. This is what happens when you go deeper with God. You have the wisdom of God. And look at what is yours. Insight and strength are mine. Because of me, kings reign and rulers make just decrees. Rulers lead with my help and nobles make righteous judgment. Wisdom says, I love all who love me. How many of you love wisdom?
Wow.
You are not too sure. I love all who love me. Listen, those who search will surely find me. You see, those who search will surely find me. I have riches and honor. Those who search will surely find me. And when you find me, I have riches and honor, as well as enduring wealth and justice.
Wow.
How many want riches and honor? And enduring wealth. Not the wealth you have today and tomorrow inflation has taken it all away. No. Enduring wealth and riches. He says, I have. 19. My gifts are better than gold. See, the person is saying that he gives you gold. I said, my gifts are better than gold. Even the purest gold. My wages. Better than sterling silver. If you search him, you'll find him. And when you find, these are the things you get. If you search him, you'll find. And when you find, these are the things you get. Hey, sterling gold. You will not do galamsey, but you get gold. I walk in righteousness, in path of justice. Those who love me inherit wealth. Those who love me inherit wealth. I will find their treasuries. I will find it. So if you have treasures in places, treasures in places, and you will find it. If you search for wisdom and try to find him and walk with him, then you find it. The Lord found me from the beginning, before he created anything else. Hey, wisdom. Said the Lord formed me from beginning, before he created everything else. So he knows where everything is. You get it?
Yes.
He knows where everything is. He knows how to find everything. It's that he designed the house. He designed the house. Do you get it? So wisdom also was there before everything else was done. Do you get it? And so then you can get everything. So when you go deeper with God, you know that there are deep things. There are deep things with God. Then we also got to know that when going deeper with God means that you have to get a good foundation. Your foundation must go deep so that you can add on. But there are so many things God wants to add on to your life. There are so many things God wants to tell you. Can you imagine that one day you were there and God whispered to you that, oh, this man going has this problem. And then God showed it to you, whispered to you. Do you get it? Then when you heard it, no. But then you realize about a quarter of the church knew the problem. Do you think that he will tell you again another revelation? Because you are not deep to understand. You are not deep to understand. He's not telling you to destroy something. God never destroys what he has built. God is a God of restoration. God is a God who helps people. God never tells you about this and then use it to destroy. No, he never does that. You get it? God rather, he is a God of restoration. So he will tell you, and when you are able to handle it, and some of you, if God should give you a new job, you can't handle it. God, you see, there are various ways that you have to be deep in your foundation. Deep in your foundation. So we read in Luke chapter 6, so that we can conclude this one quickly and continue. Luke chapter 6, it said that, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show him the sort of person he is. He's a man who built his house and dig deep and laid a foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and couldn't shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So you have to make sure that you are on the rock. And the rock is what? Jesus. You see, you have to be on a rock. Your foundation must be solid. Your foundation, and when you are digging and you have not met a rock, then you have to dig till you find a rock. And if you don't find a rock and you want to make a foundation, the foundation itself is an idea that you are making a rock. That foundation itself is that now you are forming an artificial rock. The rock that you haven't found in the sun, the engineers will manufacture, they will do some calculations so that the foundation will become like that rock that you don't have. I remember once we were going to build in a place and we were going to dig the ground. When an engineer came, he said, no, you don't have to dig the ground at all because the place is already a rock. Because the reason you are digging the ground is so that you can get a good foundation and put the house on it like a rock. But now the place is already a rock. So find a way and use a rock as the foundation. Do you get it? So, but the most important thing is that you are building upon a rock. And until Jesus found that rock, he didn't start the church.
Wow.
Until he found that rock. And the rock is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
That was the rock, the foundation of the church. Until he found it, He led the disciples. He spoke to them. He revealed things to them. And then they themselves now found that this is the rock. When they were able to tell him, say, oh, now I found a rock. I can build my church. Do you get it? So you need, if you want to go deeper with God, you have to get a rock. And this also shows that it almost like when you have the foundation, you can add on to it. The deeper and the more solid the foundation, the more the superstructure. You can add on and add on and add on. Amen.
Amen.
And what are the things that don't make you have a good foundation? Matthew 13. The things that don't make you have a good foundation. Matthew 13, 18. Matthew 13, 18 following. He says that, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. Do you remember? I said the source of the seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and took it away. So if you don't have a good foundation, and it's a wayside foundation, just like that, do you get it? You will not amount to anything. You will not do much. Do you get it? The wicked one straight away take it from your heart. That's why when you hear the word of God, you must allow the word to sink into your heart, to have roots in your heart. That's why you cannot hear a word just on Sunday. You don't hear it again. You don't listen to it again. You don't read it again. And you are expecting that when the rains come, this word will work. No. You have to water the word. You have to water the word so the word will sink and have foundation. When the rain comes and you are not able to resist this time, they realize that the word doesn't have roots still. Then you keep watering the way, you keep listening. You keep, maybe if the problem is fornication, and then you heard the word, and then it fell by the wayside, so the birds came to take it. You get it? So right after church, just at the gate, you met him. And because from here to that place, the bird just took away the word. You see? So you met him, and he went and did it. When you came back, you said, yay. So what you need to do is you have to now go and listen to that word again. Do you get it?
Yes.
And listen to it again and water it. Again, even discuss topic of fornication. Discuss it with your pastor or with your, if you're a woman, discuss the topic of fornication with a man. It can be disastrous. But read it, even if it's on tape. Read it. Do you get it? Then it's like it's now going. Let's go on. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, that's why I'm telling you why it doesn't get foundation. The one, it just fell on the wayside. Do you get it? You didn't take your time to water it. So anytime the problem comes, it's like you go for it. This one, it says that, the 20, he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and anon with joy receive it. Yet he had no root in himself, but endured for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. Do you get it? It means that you heard the word, though. You heard the word, but it fell on a rocky, stony place. In other words, you were happy that you've heard the word. No, haven't you heard the word? And when you're going, you're so happy.
Yes.
Oh, today the word was powerful. Today was powerful. You see, but the powerful is not enough. Do you get it? You have to make sure that you give the word roots. So that's why you realize when you heard, you were very happy. But you didn't take your time to remove the stones from the way. Because seeds don't grow where they place the stones. remove the stones and make sure the seed falls on a very good place. Also, he that receiveth the seed among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of the world, of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and they become unfruitful. You see, so this again is telling you why you can't get a foundation. You heard the word, you should take your time, you should have taken your time to make the word give you foundation, give you root. But the deceitfulness and the riches of this world, the cares of this world, it didn't allow you to concentrate on the word. So you didn't, again, go deep enough. And that one, when the problem comes, you will not be able to stand it. Amen.
Amen.
But he that receiveth the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bring forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30. Now let me ask you a question. Did the sower sow anything wrong?
No.
The sower did his part, is that not so?
Yes.
What happened here is that whatever the word that was, people, the same word to everybody. Do you get it? But depending on the kind of soil, the kind of heart that the word fell on, you will see whether the word will benefit you or not. Do you get it? All those who did not get anything from the word, they will forever say that the sower didn't sow any good thing. It's a bad seed that the sower sowed. All those, that's why there's always a testimony. Someone always gives a testimony. So you know that the problem is not the seed. The problem is your land, your heart. Is it a Tony heart? Is it a wayside heart? Is it a heart with thorns, full of cares of this world? Or is a heart flowing, a flowy heart with the word of God? Which heart do you belong to? You have to be a spiritual cardiologist to know which heart, the state of your heart now. Amen. Beautiful. So it means that you must go deeper. Like we said last week, your root must go deep. Because the seed is there, it is ready to bear forth fruit, 100-fold, 20-fold. That's why I started by saying about this generator and talking about someone who has got a husband, someone who has dead. You see, there's a testimony. There's always a testimony of the seed. And sometimes you need to ask yourself, how come I always hear testimonies like that and me, I don't get some? Then you begin to start whether you have to remove stones from your heart or thorns or put manure in your heart so that you can let the word grow. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Beautiful. Now today, we are continuing.
Rich.
And one of the things that we need to do to go deep, because the book says that going deeper and doing what? Going deeper and doing more. Going deeper and doing more. Do you get it?
Yes.
When you go deep, then you do more. Unfortunately, some people rather, when they feel they have gone deeper, then they do less.
Mercy.
It's like maturity has set in. Amen.
Amen.
And we also remember, we said that the first sign that you are deep is when you love God. Remember, Peter was asked by Jesus, do you love me? Do you remember?
Yes.
Oh, do you remember?
Yes.
Good. Do you still love him?
Yes.
Are you sure? I haven't seen him in the last 3 weeks. He asked Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? They said, do the work. Do you love me? Do the work. Do you love me? Do the work. So, when you say you have gone deeper with God, that is when you do the work more. But rather, when people are saying that they have gone deep, that's rather when they stop doing the work. I think at that time they become very complacent. Okay. So one of the things that will show that you have gone deep, as even as a church, you get it, or as a Christian, is to do the things that, I mean, the first thing that you can do to show that you are doing the work of God is to do what Christ did when he came here on earth. Are you understanding me?
Yes.
When Christ came here on earth, he came as God himself. How many of you know that Christ came as God himself? He came as God himself. Christ came as God himself. And then what he did is what God is showing, that if God was Reverend Bellings, that's what he would do. If God was Natalie today, that's what he would do. Do you get it?
Yes.
If God was Jake today, that is what he would do. And what did he do? Jesus. John 4. John 4. He had met a Samaritan woman. Remember, he had sent the disciples to go and buy meat. Then he had met a Samaritan woman. And he had witnessed the Samaritan woman. He had witnessed a Samaritan woman. Then verse 28. So Jesus met her, did a lot of witnessing. You get it? Talked to her. 28. Then, leaving her water jar, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men that were in the city, said to the men, come, see a man who told me all things I ever did. Is not this the Christ? You get it? Now what happened? Jesus witnessed to this woman. So one of the most important things about the church is that if we really want to show that the church is deep in its relationship with God, and you as a Christian, you are deep in your relationship with God, then you have to witness. Yes. You have to witness. Many Christians are backsliding from Christianity. Every day they are seeing things, hearing voices, and all, because they have stopped doing the work. Even witnessing, you can't witness. If you look at yourself the whole year, you have never been able to bring even soul to church.
Mercy.
And you are saying what? I got what I'm saying.
Yes.
So Jesus witnessed. And God wants us as a church. Well, if we stop witnessing, the church has stopped being what it's supposed to be. If we stop witnessing. So he said, feed my sheep. You can't feed sheep you haven't brought. Where are you going to get a sheep from? So you have to witness. And dear friend, this going deep with God, going deep with God, I am not only saying that you should go and sleep and have visions. So since we started saying that you should go deep with God, now you have had a dream about everybody in the church. That's how deep you are in the Lord. This shows how shallow you are in your walk with God. Well, you know, a dream can even come by eating. Bible says, dream cometh by many cares. Do you get it? If you think too much of football, you have dreams of betting numbers. You have dreams of scores of this person winning and this person losing. Do you get it? Dreams come by many cares. But the maturity is witnessing. Do you get it? And as a church, as we have spoken about loving God, going deeper in things, then we also want to go deep in our witnessing as a church. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because what has happened is that now when people see you witnessing, it's even strange. It's strange. I mean, it's strange to go to Tema, somewhere in Tema, and see Ruth. And she has gathered four people, and she's witnessing to them. Jesus is not come to Jesus. And then Jesus says to them, to give them, it will be strange. I say, hey, what's happening? Do you get it? It will be strange. Meanwhile, this is what we are supposed to do. Jesus sat one-on-one with a woman and he spoke to her about eternity, her life, and witnessed to her. Do you get it? Witnessed to her. And then when she finished, he said that the woman, verse 39, turn on four again, because we are talking about witnessing. When we have heard it, Super Sunday is coming. Good Friday is coming. It's an opportunity for you to revive that relationship with God, your love for God, to witness to somebody, to witness to somebody. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, you see, a testimony. She gave a testimony, which testified, he told me all that I ever did. In the next verse. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them and abode there 2 days. He would tarry with them and abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own words. Because of his own words. He was still witnessing. He was still witnessing because of his own words. Next one. And said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said. Do you get it? Yeah. So when you go and witness about what Christ has done for you, everything. Do you get it? Yes. Now the person now has to believe it for himself or herself. So now we believe, not because of what you are saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ. This is what? Indeed the Christ. And they didn't say that he has prophesied to us. He said, the Savior of the world. Do you get it? Oh, it's a good place to put your hands together for Jesus. This is indeed the Christ. So you came to witness to us of what God has done for you. And because of that, we came to see you and see who did it for you. But as we have come, he said, talking to us about Jesus. Now, not because of what you said. Now we believe it. We've heard him ourselves. And we said, indeed, he is the Savior of the world. So that is why the church and you as a Christian, you must keep witnessing. It might be something. See, as soon as we stop witnessing, the church has lost its power. Because Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, you shall receive power. Do you get it? You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Unto me. So you need power. And that power is for you to witness one-on-one. It's after one-on-one or 1-3 or 1-2. Do you get it? That's what you need to do. You are doing one-on-one witnessing. 1-2 witnessing. That's what you are doing. Amen. That's what you should be doing. And it will show that you are deep in your walk with Christ. It will show that the church is deep in our walk with Christ. Look at the people sitting here. Nobody was stolen from anywhere. They have come here out of somebody's invitation, out of somebody's witnessing, out of somebody. And every Sunday, somebody is giving his life to Christ. Somebody is giving her life to Christ. Every Sunday, somebody is inviting somebody to church. The person comes to church. Some say, oh, I've relocated to this place and I need a place to worship. Some say, I'm here for a season. Some say, but at least somebody invites them to Jesus. Somebody brings them. And when they come, they say, now we are here not because you brought us. We are here because now we ourselves, we believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Not because you brought us, not because you did everything. But after sitting here for a while, after 1 month, after 2 months, no, somebody came to tell me after 1 year in church that that's when she got born again. Wow. She was in church for 1 year. That's when she, after that, she got born again. 1 year, though, so, but after 1 year. But still, it means the person who brought her continued to bring her and bring her and bring her till one day, as we said, all first time you guys, she didn't come. If you're here before you've been born again, she didn't come. Probably she was even a church mother or something. But in her heart, then she gave her life to Christ properly. And she got born again. Wow. Do you get it?
Yes.
So all of us, we must know that Christ has saved us to go and witness. And witnessing is not, it's a basic thing for Christians. I mean, if I ask all of you, when was the last time you met someone and you witnessed to the person? Just you met him in a car or somewhere and you just decided to witness to a person. And do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? This is what Jesus has done for me. This is what Jesus has done for me. My child, I lost my child and I went to church. Join the church. I found some peace in my heart. And then I decided to fellowship with the church. And from that time, is that not what you have to tell people? So how come you haven't told people to come with you? Because you lost your child. You lost your child very painfully. 31st December to 1st January. You can never forget this testimony. Then you came to church. Even when you lost your child, the community said that we have killed your child for money. And that the more people die, the more we get money. Do you get it? You heard all that. And yet you came to church. Anybody who has said, I shouldn't confuse you. Because the day Jesus resurrected, that's the day they gave people money to go and tell people that the disciples are come to steal the body. Go and read the Bible, it's there. The Resurrection Sunday that we talk about, and that the main thing about Christianity, they go and give them money and say, go and say that the disciples are come to steal the body. So when the disciples were preaching, others too were saying, oh, he didn't resurrect, they've stolen the body. They went to drop it in the ocean and they put stones on him so he can't, you know, when you drop in the body, you should float. They said they put wire and stone, it got rotten there. So don't forget about that. When there is power, Bible says every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, it shall be condemned. So you don't concern yourself about the tongues. About the tongues, God has taken care of them. God will condemn the tongue. The poison and the venom,
hallelujah,
it will be taken away.
Amen.
You get it? So that's not a problem. But that's what she had. She who we killed her son for the money, she rather came. And then when she came, she met Jesus. Amen. In a special way.
Amen.
Oh. I tell this a mighty witness.
Oh, yes.
Do you see? So you have a witness. You see, even in my book, you are in it. Maybe you haven't read it. You are one of the testimonies, but you haven't read it. Go and read it, you see. Yes. You are one of the testimonies in the book.
Wow.
You should even tell the people, say, this is me. This is me that they are talking about. He said, this is how to witness. Now they will say that now we are here not because of what you told us. We are here because we know Christ for ourselves.
Hallelujah.
We know Christ for ourselves.
Wow.
Yes. We know Christ for ourselves. Even boys who have come here for girls. Maybe the person wants to marry you and follow you to church. One of these days, the person should tell you that now I'm considering the relationship.
Wow.
Because I came because of you. But now I've got to meet Jesus.
Ah.
So I'm thinking again about the relationship. But you should be happy because if he thinks about it again and now come and propose to you, they have a better version of the person. So don't be afraid to expose a person to Jesus. Eh? Now we know. And every time Jesus had an opportunity, he would talk to somebody about Christ. Anytime I see my convert in church, At least there are a few, but this one, I remember him. Because I've gone to do something, and he was helping me to carry on. And I started a conversation with him. By the time he realized, he had been in church for not less than 2 years, isn't it? Yes. It's been, and any time I see him, I'm happy. Because when I met him, I witnessed to him. So when the person came to that, I want you to build a house for me, did the design. Then you even told him, look, I can design a house for you here on earth, but there's a house in heaven which is designed by God. You can use it to witness.
Hallelujah.
Yes. You can use it to witness. You have come for me to do your case for you. Well, I can do so much, but one day you stand before the judge of judges. But these judges, I can't know. The law is on something. So I cannot know it's in their bosom. I can't say what they are doing on it. You see, what they are releasing on it. I can't know because it's their bosom. But there is a righteous judge. There's a righteous judge. Hey, who is this righteous judge? You talk about heaven. You talk about heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You talk about heaven.
Amen.
Somebody comes to you and says, oh, I'm looking for a job. I hear you are very high up in this organization. Then you tell the person, you can get a job today, but you know that you can lose it tomorrow. You can die tomorrow. But there's something that when you do, it's for eternity.
Wow.
Then you can use it to witness about Jesus.
Wow.
But we have stopped all these things. Your mate in school, especially those businesses that you keep long, hair braiding and things. 5 hours. You spend 5 hours. The person rather spoke to you about all the things in town, but you never told the person about what you have in your heart. All the things in town, the gossip in town, they told you. But you never told them about what's in your heart. It means you don't have a witness. You don't have a witness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So one important characteristic of the church is to witness. And when we stop witnessing, we die. That is why when I even said that churches should meet at service after third service. I'm here to hear one church say that today we are going witnessing. Today we are going and witnessing. Because that is the church. Because when you went, the people were few. Meanwhile, there are so many around. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 7. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven, the message of heaven is a major topic in Christianity. Major topic. And that's what when we go witnessing, we do. We tell people about heaven. We tell people that this life is temporal. We shall live here. We're going to go. Make heaven a topic. Simple as that. Make heaven a topic. How many Christians use heaven as a topic? What you preach at funerals, preach it in church. It's not only at funerals that we talk about heaven. It's not only at funerals. The funeral, the people cry, they are drunk. They are drunk, what you are saying. They are only thinking about the things they are going to do at the funeral. And when you meet the people at the office, let them know about eternity. That is what they say, you don't know what to say. That is witnessing. Use the story of the rich man and Lazarus. That story is not for funerals. No, only. It's not for funerals only. It's for a perfect church service. Look, anytime I'm there for a convention, I myself ask myself, what would Jesus preach? And I tell myself, what Jesus is preaching is not what I'm going to preach. Jesus will go and talk about heaven. Kingdom of heaven is like this. Kingdom of heaven is like this. But the people who have called for the convention, If you go and do that, they will not even come again. Do you get it? They want oil. They want oil. Can you imagine? You go, you are now going to describe how heaven is. That we walk on a street of gold. That there are nice buildings there. That Jesus himself is the light. There's nothing. This is if you really want to explain heaven and light, this is the time that you can explain where the light go on and off. This is the best time to explain. Jesus is the light forever. There's neither day nor evening. But when Christ is the light, Jesus himself is the light. There is no day. There's no morning. That's why there shall be time no more. Yeah, there's time. There's no time. There's no time. So when is your birthday? When are you going to die? That's why we shall not die. Time. There's no time. There's no time. Tell them. Tell them. Even marriage. Jesus didn't marry. He said that because of the joy that was set before him, he saw all the issues, all the things he would have gotten if he got married. But he didn't go for it. No marriage. I mean, Jesus didn't marry you. Now you have married one, and the man is annoying you, or the woman is annoying you. Stay there and just be there. He said, Jesus didn't marry. Say on it and be happy. What if you are not married? Unless the person wants to kill you. Say then be married. You know, this is, you hear it at funerals and weddings. Is that not so? But it should be a topical issue. We should be discussing it, Victor. When's the last time you stood one-on-one to show your love for Christ? That his death is not in vain. When was the last time? When's the last time you came to church and it wasn't sit by your soul, but you yourself, you brought a soul and the person sitting by, because you are witness to the person about Jesus.
You're preaching.
When's the last time? Where is our love for God? Bible says, if I say you should warn somebody, you don't warn the person, and the person dies, his blood shall be required of thee. But if you warn the person, and the person doesn't listen, and the person dies, you are innocent of the person's blood. It doesn't mean I just go and say, oh, come to church, come to Jesus. It doesn't mean you're going to use tongues. I've told you. Is that how God told you? No. God was always telling you. And I tell you, brother, heaven is real, and hell is real. And Christianity is real. Christianity is real. Christianity is real. Do you get it? It's real. Heaven is real. Christianity is real. And they say, we are afraid to say it. But whether we like it or not, yeah, it can happen. We're even afraid to make examples. Do you see?
Yes.
So let us witness. As to what will happen to a person, we don't know when it will happen. What is witness? Telling the person that Jesus Christ came to die for you. And that when you give your life to Jesus, he'll forgive you of your sins. And the born again is true. Born again is not a, how do you say it? Some words that you speak. Do you get it?
Yes.
It must be true.
Yes.
It must be true. And when the person is born again, the person is born again. And the person will go to heaven. Amen. So church, let us witness for Jesus. It means that your life in your community too must change you. Because you are the light of this world. Some of you, when people see you, rather they backslide. I mean, how can I go to this person's church? What do they tell them in the church? Because when you go home, the things you do. Hey! One man, you have three women. Everybody in your area knows. And I hear when they're above, side chicks are before 23. After 23, side hen. I hear now, if you are, you do 23, side chick. If you are after 23, it's side hen. After 40, I guess after 40, side layer. Side layer. Hey, the man, you are in the area and you are a pastor or you are a Christian. Everybody, you have a side chick, side hand, and a side layer. Who are you going to talk to about Jesus? And who is going to listen to you? Who are you going to talk to about Jesus? And who is going to listen to you? Yeah. Your place that you work, everybody knows that somebody there is your boyfriend. Everybody knows.
You're preaching.
Everybody knows. Yeah. Except the church.
Yeah. Preach.
But everybody in that organization, it's no secret. It's no secret that somebody there is, when a man to side man or what, side cock rap, side cock. Side cock.
Well there.
Yes. Side cock. Everybody knows. And that, you know, that's why you can't witness. But you now, when you start witnessing, they will look at you and say, look who is talking. Who is saying what? That's why they even sometimes come to church to come and chase you. They follow you to church to come and chase you because they know that it won't be anything. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
I'm talking about witnessing for Jesus. So let us all witness for Jesus. Let us witness for Jesus.
Amen.
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 One on one. At least you go to the market. Don't say, me, my office, I don't have any. You go to the market. You go and do your hair. You do something. Yes. Amen. When people are coming to cash money, yes. Little treasures in heaven. This treasure you are coming for. Are you getting what I'm saying? Erase na wa sheyebo seyewe yenejo maya ebenro yenu yankro enijebi wo. Do you know how to sing that song? Hey, you don't know.
Now I say,
she doesn't know how to sing it. Say, Jenejo Maya, heaven, Yenio Yamkro,
NJP.
If you know how to sing this song, I say this song, how would you stop working? Because you know that when we finish, after we have finished our work, then God will take us to that place where he has prepared a place for us. Charlie, heaven is nice. Heaven is nice and beautiful. So let's all time go there, and let's go there with our friends. Let's go there with our loved ones. When I say heaven, say, this, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
When I say America, I'll say, I'll be there. I say, heaven is a nice place.
I'll be there.
We will be That's there. A good one. Witnessing for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. We thank God for today. How many of you are blessed you came to church today? How many are going to witness from today till whatever?
We will witness.
Next week, we are going to show you even how to witness. Wow. How to tell somebody about Jesus. How to tell somebody about Jesus. So if you know how to rap a girl, and how to rap a man, so that women too can rap men. See, but how to witness is what you don't know, and when you do that, I'm telling you, there is a far, far, far better place, a better place prepared for us, and God will. That's the church, that's the essence of the church. So when we come, we do all things. The once in a while, we remind ourselves of the essence of the church, and we do it and God will bless us. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Wow.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. We thank you. And all that you have told us, we thank you. It's because you love us. It's because you want us to spend eternity with you and in a better place. And we pray that this word that we have heard will not fall by the wayside.
Yes, Lord.
But it will take our time and make this word go into our heart.
Yes, Lord.
Into our heart. That nobody here who calls himself or herself a Christian will do anything to miss the ultimate,
yes,
which is heaven. Amen. And that if anybody is doing anything secretly, that will not make such a person go to heaven. Holy Father, we pray and we ask for mercy.
Mercy,
mercy, that such an one will be delivered. Will be delivered. And when we shall all meet, but nobody will make a mistake. Then when we shall all meet, we shall see ourselves. And we shall rejoice with you forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now every head bowed and every eye closed. Maybe you have even been here before. This is your first time of coming. But deep, deep down in your heart, deep, deep down in your heart, you are not sure whether you are born again or not. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or not when you die. And you want to say, please, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to know that I'll go to heaven when I die and I'll not go to hell. Please, I've been born again before, but I'm not too sure if I'm still going to heaven when I die because of a few things. So pray for me with every eye closed and every head bowed. Maybe you are sitting and you want me to pray for you. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. I've been born again before. This is not my first time of coming, but still, I still believe that I need Jesus. Please pray for me. Go raise your hand higher wherever you are. See that hand. Lift it up higher. Lift it up higher. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. Lift it higher. Every eye closed and lift it higher. Every eye closed. Now, if your hand is up, I would like you to say this with me. So let's all say this together. Mean it and believe that God is hearing us and God is answering our prayer. In Jesus' name. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart,
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ,
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth,
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus,
that Jesus
is Lord.
Is Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
forgive me
of all my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
With your blood.
I know I've done so many bad things. But I ask you, Lord, to be merciful unto me and wash me with your blood. Wash me of all my sins and make me your child.
Dear Lord Jesus,
from today,
I am yours
and you are mine. And I thank you that I can boldly say
I am born again.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. Or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abed Dowenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live as Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday
in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abedowenya. God bless you.